This week, August 19th, 2014, on The Digital Story. Off the Grid, The Green Photographer. Sizzle Picks Winners. The Best of the Best from Europe. All of this and more with yours truly, Derek Story, on The Digital Story. Welcome back to another Digital Story. I have a terrific show for you this week. We'll start out with the weekly update, and then we'll roll right into Off the Grid, The Green Photographer. That's right, we're going to unplug from the grid and see if we can get by. I have some great tools and tips for you, some fun gear, stuff that you could just wander off into the hillside and be just fine. So that'll be kind of interesting to talk about. We'll do Sizzle Picks winners. I have winners from the recent photo assignment, and we've got lots more. So let's get into the weekly update. I'm going to start out with the Sony A5100 First Impressions Review. This is by DP Review. And essentially what Sony has done is taken the very popular A6000, taken the guts, put it in a smaller form factor, left off a feature or two, and lowered the price. What's not to love? So DP Review took an initial look at it. It just came out. It's hot off the press. And here's their wrap-up statement, and I quote, "Based on my initial experiences with the A5100, it seems like a very compelling mid-range ILC." That means interchangeable lens camera. "For $699 with the 16-50mm power zoom lens, you're essentially getting an A6000 without an EVF, electronic viewfinder, and a few dials. If you don't mind losing that feature, you're getting what seems to be a lot of camera for $699, and that includes the 16-50mm lens. There'll be more reporting on this camera for sure, but that is the first impression from DP Review. In other news, the European Imaging and Sound Association, otherwise known as EISA, have made their best of the best for 2013-14. The EISA awards include top cameras and lenses. And I have a few of the winners right here. And then in the show notes, I have a link to all of the awards. But some high flyers here, some of my personal favorites. The Olympus OMD EM10 got Best Consumer Compact System Camera. The Fujifilm X-T1 got Best Advanced Compact System Camera. And the Sony RX100-3 got Best Compact Camera. Some really nice choices there. And I tell you, the rest of the list is fantastic. If you're interested in the best of the best from Europe, go over to the EISA site. I have a link in the show notes. Some excellent gear there. And if you're on the fence about something, well, maybe this will help you. And finally, On1 Software is giving away, I'll put in parentheses again, Perfect Effects 8. Now, this is a $79 value. It's a set of plugins for Lightroom and Aperture. And in exchange, all you have to do is give them your email address and a free subscription to their photo community newsletter. So they want to build their newsletter list. It's a pretty good newsletter. If you don't mind getting a pretty cool newsletter on photography and you want Perfect Effects 8, which is not the latest version, it's the version before the latest version. I think 8.5 is the current version, so it's 8.5. I have it. I got it before on another one of their offers, and I like it. I think it's a great set of plugins, lots of fun tools in there. Anyway, you can go over to the On1 website and score this, and if you're wondering how to get over there or where exactly to go on their site, just go to the show notes, and I have a link that'll take you right to where you can sign up and get your own Perfect Effects 8 for you to have and hold forever. And that is this week's weekly update. Story number two, off the grid. This is what I like to call the green photographer. I have been playing around with some of these tools I'm going to talk about for a couple years now. For example, one of them, the Waka Waka solar power lamp and charger, I wrote about in 2013 when they first approached me. And that was after testing it for quite some time. I still have the units and use them. And there have been just little things here and there that have attracted my attention. And when they do, I take them out to the middle of nowhere. I try them out and see how I get along. And I have just done that again. I was out in the mountains last weekend testing the BioLite wood-burning camp stove and USB charger, which I'll also talk about. By the way, I have links to all of this stuff in the show notes. So you don't have to go searching around or you don't have to make notes right now or anything. Just go to the show notes and click on the links and they'll take you right to these all these things that I'm talking about. So here's the idea. The idea is this, that we are very dependent in the digital age on power cords, right? Plugging things into the wall, plugging our chargers into the wall, plugging them into cigarette lighters in our cars, wherever we can get juice. We're a power-hungry society, and digital photographers, of course, are right in the middle of that because our cameras run off batteries, and then a lot of times we're taking those images and working with them on other power devices, laptops and iPads and iPhones and things like that. And then we're publishing them often on the internet, which, guess what? More power. Nothing wrong with that. I am not condemning any of this at all. It's fun. I make my living at it and I enjoy it. But I also like to think, wow, if one day the lights went out, and I don't think they're going to go out forever, but what if they went out for a day, for 2 days, for a week, something like that? How would it be? How would I be? Would I be able to prepare a meal? Would I be able to take pictures? I mean, obviously, if the grid goes down, there's going to be some activity going on. Or maybe I just choose to. Maybe I just want to. Maybe I just want to get away for 3 weeks in the middle of nowhere. And I want to be able to still use my digital camera and things of that sort. Would I be able to? And the answer to all of this is yes, because what's really interesting right now is that, yes, the digital age is marching forward. So our cameras are more sophisticated than ever. Our mobile devices are amazing. Computers, all of this. But this is also happening in the area of solar power and of other types of power generators and what we call renewable energy. That is marching forward also. So this is all really fun. My test on how far could I go with this is to put things on my back and go in the middle of nowhere and see how I do. Backpacking and camping, I think, still the big test on, you know, how self-sufficient can you be? So I have a couple items here that I want to go over. They serve at least one and usually two roles, and they don't require you plugging them into the wall or carrying fuel canisters or things like that. In other words, they are alternative ways to create power and to get things done. So the first one I mentioned in passing, something that I really like, it's the Waka Waka, that's right, Waka Waka, W-A-K-A, W-A-K-A, USB solar charger and light. This is a $69 unit here. It's about the size of a large mobile phone or a phablet, a little bit thicker maybe. And on one side, it has solar cells. And then on the other side, it has two LED lights and a big power button. And then it has a stand. And the stand does all sorts of cool stuff. The stand allows you to position the solar cells so that they're receiving maximum sunlight. And then the stand also has a hole in it, for example, where you could put it on top of a bottle and elevate your lights so that, you know, your little lights aren't sitting right there on the table, your LED lights. You can put them up a little bit. or you can hang them and you can do all sorts of stuff. The lights have, I think, three power settings, and all three power settings are quite good. It's twin LED lights. When they're full power, they're very bright, and even when they're in low power, which means that this unit can go for like 10 hours, they're still bright enough to read by. I mean, this is really nice stuff. So the idea is you can carry this unit with you, hardly weighs anything. What I used to do is put it on the back of my backpack during the day, or if I was in camp, I'd just put it in a sunny spot, let it charge, and then I would have light that night for as long as I need it. I've never run them out. I've never stayed up so late that I didn't have light. And then, of course, the next day you're charging it again anyway. So whatever you use, 25%, let's say, easy enough to do in a couple hours the next day. So you're going, all right, that's kind of cool. You have a rechargeable flashlight, essentially. But the thing that separates this unit from some other things that I played with, the Waka Waka, is that it also has a USB outlet. Now, this USB outlet can charge small devices. So it can charge an iPhone, for example. Now, what I have been using it for, and what I think is really neat if I want to be in off-the-grid mode, is not only will it charge my mobile device, but any camera that will charge via USB can be charged by the Waka Waka. And so, for instance, in the picture that I have on the show notes is actually my Olympus Tough camera, my TG1, which does accept USB charging. I can take that out in a day pack quite easily, or any sort of light gear bag. It's waterproof. It's shockproof. It's just about everything proof. It takes good pictures. It has built-in a GPS. And it has a built-in compass, has electronic compass, has all this stuff. It's kind of like a Swiss Army knife of cameras. I use it, at the time that I use it most is in Hawaii, and I use it for all my snorkeling shots. So if you've ever seen any of my underwater fish shots, they are taken with that camera. That camera will be just as happy as can be being charged by the Waka Waka device. And in fact, I test it all the time. I charge it. You plug it in, off it goes, and within a few hours, it's topped off and the light is green and it's ready to go. It's really quite interesting. So what I like to do with these Waka Waka devices, I like to carry two of them. They don't weigh very much, but that gives me something like 16 solar cells, 8 in each Waka Waka. And I have both light, two lights if I need it for the evening, two separate lights. And I can charge two different USB devices too. So I could charge, for instance, the camera and the iPhone. I could charge the iPad too, the iPad mini, but that battery is awfully big. You don't want to charge it from zero with one of these devices because I think you're going to need to charge the device a couple times before you can finish off the iPad. But you certainly can top it off. So it just gives you a nice, versatile, very lightweight solution. And like I said, you can strap these things on to the outside of your backpack. It's interesting. When I wrote the article about this, the review a year ago, I did a clever thing where I put one of these devices with the solar cells facing out in a screen mesh pouch and strapped it to the outside of my backpack. That was in the article. And the Waka Waka people even commented that that was a clever idea. Now, I saw when I went to the site to check to see if the price had changed that they actually designed a backpack that has a screen mesh window that you can put the Waka Wakas in so that they can charge during the day. So they liked my kind of do-it-yourself approach, and in fact, they even perfected it. Just a very handy charger. So there's one device right there. Next device, and this is brand new to me. I just tested it this weekend. It's the BioLite wood-burning camp stove and USB charger. This thing is fun. And essentially what it is, it's first of all, it's beautifully designed. It's just gorgeous. And I will have pictures of it on the site. And of course, I have a link to it in the show notes. But essentially, it's a very well-designed metal tube that you burn twigs in. You just collect twigs, wood chips, whatever you can find. It doesn't have to be logs. I mean, in diameter, The opening is probably about 3 inches, 3 or 4 inches. And it stands, about 9 inches tall or so. So you just put in this wood that you gather, these twigs and so forth that you gather. And then connected to this very lightweight and handsome fuel chamber, as they call it, is a power module. And what this power module does, it does two things. One, it has a fan so that when you turn it on, it blows air into the fuel chamber and it raises the temperature of the fuel that's burning. And it also makes it burn completely. And in fact, if you use this thing for like half an hour or so, you just have just like a half an inch or an inch or so of ash. It's super efficient and it doesn't smoke either. So this fan that blows air in there, it blows it in like a cyclone, keeps the fire hot, keeps it from smoking, and it uses all of the fuel efficiently. But then it has a second use. This power module that turns heat into electricity, also any power that's left over after powering the fan can go out through a USB port and charge a device, such as your iPhone, such as your camera. You can even charge a Waka Waka if it's not a sunny day and you need, because the Waka Wakas can be charged via USB also. And if you don't have sun and you want light that night, go ahead and charge your Waka Waka with the stove. And that's the thing that makes the stove different. It's on-demand electricity. You don't have to wait for the sun to come out. You can create electricity whenever you want. All you need is some fuel, some twigs and sticks to do that. So now this stove, the BioLite wood-burning camp stove and USB charger, it's $129. It's right in the ballpark of what you would pay for most camp stoves. You can backpack it. It weighs about 2.5 pounds. It doesn't weigh very much at all. And what's interesting about this is you don't have to carry any fuel. So especially if you're going somewhere where there are trees, right, where branches fall down and there's sticks on the ground, you just pack the stove and off you go. You don't have to worry about fuel at all. Gather some sticks during the day. Then at night, go ahead and boil your water. Essentially, what I'm doing is boiling water for my camp food, you know, my backpacking food, and boiling water for coffee and things like that. You can prepare your breakfast in the morning. In the morning that I was testing it, I had a couple cups of coffee and a bowl of oatmeal. And I shared a bowl of oatmeal with my friend Patrick, who was out there testing it with me. And we did it all with the stove, putting sticks in it. And it's fun. It's beautiful. I mean, it's like a mini campfire. That's the other part about it. So you get all the joy of a campfire, but you don't have any smoke because of the way that this thing works. So it's very interesting. But what I like about it, first of all, you can use it for cooking. You don't have to bring fuel. You don't have fuel canisters to dispose of. None of that. You don't have petroleum to deal with. So that part of it's fantastic. And then it's also on-demand electricity. So you have the solar charger, and then you have the on-demand wood-burning charger. Two very different approaches, and they will work together. Pretty neat. Now, the next thing, of course, if you're a photographer and you want to have a little camera with you, is find a camera that can be charged via USB. And there's a number of them out there. And in fact, I was testing for a while the Samsung NX30, and it was a good camera. I like the camera. And actually, one of my nits with the camera was that they didn't include a separate battery charger. You had to buy it as an accessory. They wanted you to charge the camera with a USB cord, which meant then that you had to have the battery in there, which means you couldn't charge a spare battery when the camera was in use. So I saw that as kind of a downside. But in this scenario, it's a very light camera. It's a very capable camera. And the fact that it can be charged via USB means that it will work with these devices. It'll work with the Waka Waka. It'll work with the BioLite stove. So now suddenly I kind of look at that camera and cameras of that ilk in a different light. And I see the ability to charge via USB as a plus especially as long as I can get the accessory charger for when I'm not off the grid and I just want to get my work done. So now I'm kind of looking at that sort of stuff. And one of the rumors that we've heard with the Fujifilm X30 that we should be seeing here very soon, the follow-up to the X20, which I have and love, is that Fujifilm, one of the rumors is that they're introducing USB charging for that camera. Well, I didn't think much about it at the time, but of course now I'm going, wow, that's interesting, USB charging. Because that is certainly a camera. If you just had that with you, and especially with built-in Wi-Fi that could send images to your smartphone or tablet, that's a heck of a camera. It's a beautiful lens. I mean, the whole deal, it doesn't take up much space, and you could charge it off one of these devices. Wow, that's pretty fun stuff. So I'm looking at cameras that can charge via USB in a new and much more favorable light than I did before. Okay, one more little goodie, and then we'll move on. So the Leven Solwing 13-watt ultra slim, highest efficiency solar panel, portable solar charger. This is $69. This is a 13 watt device. This is not 5 watts or 1 or 2 watts. This is a 13 watt device. Very lightweight. And basically it's two panels that are about the length of your pack. And you literally can hang them on the back of your pack, either while you're hiking or while you're in camp. And they gather a lot of sunlight and really put out a big charge, and it's only $69. Now, this one, I'm going off reviews. This is the one thing I have not tested personally, but I was attracted to it because of its great price point and because it gives such a high output. So I'm interested in, I think I'm going to give one a try. I'll do a follow-up if I do, but I wanted you to know about it. In case you were looking for one thing that says, well, you know, these smaller devices are great, Derek, but I want something that's got some real juice and that I can carry with me. And I think this would be it. It's the Leven Solwing 13 watt. And again, I have the link to it in the show notes. Some very fun off the grid stuff. And literally, I can go on a 1 or 2 night trip with no battery powered flashlights, with no fuel burning stoves, and have my camera and not have to worry about, you know, it running out of juice. And basically the same thing with my mobile device. And then, you know, of course I have my tent and my sleeping bag and, you know, all the other goodies. And suddenly I'm feeling pretty free. I mean, really think about it. Think about just like, wow. I don't have to worry about running out of fuel for my stove, or I don't have to worry about running out of electricity for my camera on my phone. It's kind of interesting. So anyway, that is Off the Grid, the Green Photographer. Some pretty good stuff. All right, let's move on to story number 3. From the screening room, we're going to go over to audio today. GarageBand Essential Training with Garrick Chow. Garrick is one of the most seasoned Lynda trainers. And he specializes in Mac software titles. He does a lot of them, and he's very good at them. He's a very good teacher. And I think GarageBand is one of those apps that would be useful for us using, you know, whatever we want to do with audio, but then also for those of you that are musicians. And, you know, it has such great potential. But sometimes it's a little, you look at it and you go, I don't know. I don't know how to get from point A to point B. And that's what Garrick does a really nice job of. And if you really want to sit down and learn this app, I think this is the title to do it. GarageBand Essential Training. You can watch him in action by visiting the TDS screening room at lynda.com/thedigitalstory. That's LYNDA.com, the digital story. And if you like what you see, if you watch the first few movies by him and go, wow, I'd really like to dig in deep on this, you can start your 7-day free trial, watch Garrick's entire title and everything else that Lynda has to offer, including some titles by me. Yeah, that's right. I've got some photo stuff in there that I think is pretty good. So anyway, Today's screening room title is GarageBand Essential Training with Garrick Chow. It's a good one, and I hope you have a chance to check it out if you do indeed enjoy audio. All right, let's get to the Sizzle Picks winners. So this is our latest class of winning photographers, and I have four to announce today. We have a March, April, May, and June winners. So for March, which was HDR, congratulations to Michael Hoffman. Michael, you are the Sizzle Picks Pick of the Month for March 2014. Then in April, we had Flower Power, John Dilworth. John, you are the Sizzle Picks Pick of the Month for April 2014. And then in May, we had Around the House. That was the theme for the photo assignment, Around the House. And congratulations to Victor Hermond. Victor, you are the Sizzle Picks Pick of the Month for May 2014. And then finally, on the one that just went up not too long ago, Any Kind of Light But Natural, the June 2014 photo assignment, congratulations to Richard Messenger. Richard Messenger, Richard, you are the Sizzle Picks Pick of the Month for June 2014. Congratulations to all four of you, to our current class of winners. Each of you is entitled to a free Sizzle Picks of your image or another image if you wish. All you have to do is drop me a line at Derek at The Digital Story. Say that you're ready to go, and I'll get you hooked up with Don over at Sizzle Picks, and we will get your work of art in the works. All right. So anyway, woo. I love giving stuff away. Congratulations. These are great shots too. All four of them, terrific shots. All right. Speaking of virtual camera club news, the Sizzle Picks challenge is back. It's only for this month. Each week, the first 10 Digital Story listeners to order a Sizzle Picks of their favorite image will receive a mini sample of each Sizzle Picks prior to production by return mail and absolutely free. That's right. So you order a Sizzle Picks, and then, you know, what you do is you put free sample first in the comments field, free sample first in the comments field, and then put your mailing address there. And what you'll do is you'll get the free sample. You get a chance to look at it. You like it, which you're going to. Go ahead and order the Sizzle Picks. Tell them, yes, I love it. Send me the big one. If you, for some reason, you decide you don't want it, you can still keep your free sample, even if you don't order the larger one. So it's only for this month, and it is the Sizzle Picks Challenge. And you get a free, it's about a 5x7 sample. All you got to do is put free sample first in the comments field and your mailing address, and you will get a sample in the mail. Red River Paper, I mentioned last week, and I want to mention it again because it's so cool, to visit their card shop, their paper card shop. And this is where you can look at top-selling card stock, order card sample kit, read tutorials, watch videos, all this kind of stuff. If you want to get into fine art greeting cards, feature your work on these cards. And I know you've walked into a gift shop or something and seen these and go, wow, those are really nice in the glassine sleeves and everything, which you can also get at Red River Paper. Everything you need to set up your little business for fine art cards, you can get from Red River Paper. And I'll tell you, people love these. I think because you're getting artwork from an artist at an affordable price. It's not, you know, $500, it's $5 or $350, whatever you're charging. They can buy that on impulse and then feel really good about it for days and years and months to come. So anyway, all that stuff is at Red River Paper, and go to the paper card shop. And, of course, there's a tile for Red River Paper on all the pages of The Digital Story. And also make sure you go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Red River Paper. Photo assignment for August 2014 is my favorite close-up. My favorite close-up. something that, you know, a close-up shot, a macro shot that you have just always been proud of. That is this month's photo assignment. And then if you haven't done so already, please post a review for the Digital Story podcast in iTunes. We like to keep those fresh. All right, that is going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Working on more fun stuff for next week. Make sure you come back and join me. And until then, have a great week of photography. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.